This is the Blue Hug Journal, where we talk honestly about caregiving, dignity, and the moments that matter. Today's piece, why bathing is the hardest part of caregiving and how to make it better. Bathing is where caregiving gets real. You can manage medications, coordinate appointments, handle insurance calls, and navigate 100 logistical challenges with competence and even grace. But bathing is different. It's the moment when the person you love or the person in your care is most physically exposed, most vulnerable, and often most resistant. It's where dignity feels fragile and where the wrong approach, even a well-intentioned one, can leave both of you feeling worse than before you started. Nobody prepares you for that, and almost nobody talks about it. The resistance caregivers encounter around bathing is rarely about the water. It's about autonomy. For aging adults, accepting help with bathing often feels like the clearest signal that independence is slipping away. The bathroom has always been a private space, a place of personal routine and self-sufficiency. Needing assistance there isn't just physically uncomfortable. It can feel like a loss of identity. Understanding that distinction changes how you show up for the person in your care. The caregivers who navigate this best share a few things in common. They slow down. They narrate what they are doing before they do it, giving the care recipient a sense of control even within a situation that feels out of control. They prioritize warmth, both literally and emotionally, because cold water and a rushed pace signal task completion, not care. And they find tools and products that reduce exposure and increase comfort because the physical experience of bathing matters as much as the emotional one. Bathing with dignity is not a luxury. It is a baseline, and it is achievable with the right approach, the right support, and the right tools. Before we close, we're leaving you with three questions worth sitting with. One, what does the person in your care actually feel during bathing? And have you ever asked them? Two, how does your pace and tone during bathing affect the experience for both of you? Three, what one change could make your bathing routine feel less like a task and more like care? We're here for dignity, independence, and comfort. Share this with someone in the caregiving journey with you. You're not doing this alone. Bathe with us. We're the Blue Hug.